Señor presidente, la pandemia ha tenido un efecto devastador sobre el disfrute de los derechos económicos, sociales y culturales, incluido en Malasia. El gobierno de Malasia ha puesto a disposición varias medidas para proteger a sus ciudadanos, apoyar a las empresas y fortalecer la economía. Desde marzo de 2020, Malasia ha dado muchos fondos. Lo lamentamos muchísimo, pero el sonido de la delegada de Malasia es muy malo y no es suficiente para interpretar.
Program to channel staple food assistance to 1.68 million recipients who are affected by the COVID-19. In terms of access to vaccination, Malaysia provides free vaccination to all residents in Malaysia, regardless of background and migration status. Malaysia has also reached its target of fully vaccinating 80% of its adult population in September 2021, which is earlier than scheduled. On the international front, Malaysia has joined several global initiatives to ensure that vaccines must be made a global public good, such as the COVAX facility as a self-financing country, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, and the COVID-19 Technology Access Pool, CTAP. We also contribute $1 million per year for 2021 to 2023 to help support CEPI's work to advance the development of vaccines against emerging epidemic threats. Malaysia has also recently co-sponsored the TRIPS waiver for the prevention, containment and treatment of COVID-19 in the spirit of addressing this global health crisis. We call on all member states to enhance the spirit of international cooperation to mitigate the impact of the pandemic on the economic, social and cultural dimensions. Thank you.